Hey, it's Matt Kelly for the Next Gear Green. We're here at the North American International Auto Show, the Detroit Auto Show, at Cobo Hall in Detroit. And I'm joined today by Todd Kimmel. He is founder of Coscada. It's a company out of Warrenville, Illinois, and we're going to find out a little bit more about the company. And we're also joined today by Alan Adler. He's manager of biofuels communications for General Motors. A big announcement here at the Detroit Auto Show today. I'm really excited about it today. It's about a partnership between General Motors and Coscada. And Todd, why don't you first tell us a little bit about your company, then we'll get into the announcement today, and Alan will bring you in to talk about what the announcement actually means for the consumers at large.
Sure. We're a next-generation ethanol company that has the ability to convert a variety of raw materials or feedstocks into ethanol. What we do is we gasify anything that has carbon in it, so everything from wood chips to old tires to municipal solid waste and some of the ag residues you hear about, switchgrass, miscanthus, into syngas, and then we have microorganisms, proprietary microorganisms. They actually eat the syngas and excrete ethanol in a very efficient process. We can make ethanol for less than $1 a gallon from any of these variety of feedstocks and raw materials, which gives us the ability to locate these facilities in a local area. So once again, better transportation economics and better actual overall economics. Have a very favorable energy balance in terms of we have a 7.7 return on energy versus gasoline, and it's better for the environment. So it's up to 84% reduction in greenhouse gases, all from a technology that is really about innovation around how you make ethanol, a real differentiated process story.
This is a cellulosic ethanol as opposed to a grain-based ethanol.
Well, our process has the ability to use, grain and cellulosic materials. We're really feedstock flexible, and we're kind of one step above that, in that we can pretty much use anything that's out there.
And talk to me a little bit more about Coscada. How long have you been around?
Sure. So we started the company in July 2006.
Young company.
We're a startup company originally founded in Silicon Valley. We're now based in Illinois.
Great.
Where we've been able to attract a lot of top-notch talent. And really the whole premise around, the company was, let's start a technology company in the ethanol space that's doing something different than most of the people are doing. There are alternative routes to making ethanol that people were aware of but never commercializing for a variety of reasons. And this is one that, had all the metrics necessary for success. You could get to the economics you need to see this be widespread. Less than $1 a gallon to produce. Uses less than a gallon of water to make a gallon of ethanol. If you start to think about a distributed network of ethanol facilities, and if they're using 5, 6, 7 gallons of water per gallon of ethanol, it becomes very, very hard to see that happening. Now we basically have an ability to recycle the water through our process, so we use less than a gallon to make a gallon of ethanol. The fact that this is much better for the environment on an emissions basis, and much better for the environment in terms of an energy positive basis. This is not using energy to make energy, it's actually producing energy from the conversion process. So it had all the right attributes for success, and really was about how do we solve the technology equation here. We've been able to do that over the last year and a half, and get to a point now where this technology can be commercial. And that's where we get General Motors involved, because without people in the value chain like a General Motors helping us along, this is a 4 to 5 year story. We're a startup company, we'd have to continue to prove ourselves and get to our metrics. But with someone like General Motors behind us, it now could be a 2 year story. It can be in the marketplace by 2010 and at the pump, reducing the cost for consumers.
And Coscada is a VC funded company.
That's correct.
Can you talk about that angle of the company?
Sure. So I used to be in venture capital with Advanced Technology Ventures, and I was actually a pretty active investor in the energy space. One of the companies that I backed, Vinod Khosla, had come in on as well. And so when I started to evaluate this technology and this angle for making ethanol, I approached Vinod, and I obviously had the backing of my former firm, and he was really excited about it because, he's taken a stance where ethanol is the right answer as a portfolio approach to, solving our dependency on oil. And that's what we always thought we wanted to do. So I said, look, this is a technology worth commercializing, worth giving it a shot, and that's what we did.
And as a company that really just started, in 2006, is General Motors, in essence, your first customer or slash client, or have you got any other, commercial aspects prior to what was announced here?
Well, sure. Well, we are working with other companies, throughout the value chain, from people that have raw materials or feedstock that they'd like to convert into ethanol, to some of the retailers that are out there. But really, General Motors, we found, were the most insightful today about what, you know, the vision of how ethanol can be in the market. And we were surprised. I mean, we were surprised. You know, scientifically, you know, they really know their stuff when it comes to ethanol. When they came in and met with our R&D team, you know, they were right on top of it. And they got the story completely, that this solves a lot of the issues that have plagued ethanol from being larger. Because corn ethanol has done a great job, and they'll continue to do a great job. But this is about now exploring other ways to get to the to larger and broader ethanol. And we need to do it.
Wonderful. We'll come back to you in just a minute. We're going to shift over here now with Alan Adler from General Motors, Manager Biofuels Communications. A major announcement today. Talk about the nuts and bolts of the announcement.
Yeah, I think it really is. And you know, just the way the Chevy Volt last year, perhaps a little better visually than this one. This one probably is on the level of the significance, because General Motors is about five plays really in the propulsion area, starting with making today's internal combustion engines better through technology. Obviously, the ethanol piece, which gets the spotlight today. Then you move to hybrids, then electrified vehicles like the Bolt, and finally out to fuel cell vehicles. And I think what you heard Rick Wagner say today is, look, we are solidly behind and not doing anything different in any of those areas except driving as fast as we can. But when you look at it, the thing that can make the biggest difference today, right now, is ethanol. And you say, well, why is that? Well, you've got 6 million vehicles on the road in the U.S. today that can run on ethanol. You've got, at least from this company, from General Motors, 400,000 more a year coming into the stream every year. We'll double that to 800,000 by 2010 and ultimately shoot at half of our production, about 2 million vehicles a year, by 2012. So then you get to that classic chicken and the egg. What comes first, the vehicles or the fuel? Well, we'll do the vehicles. We need an infrastructure, obviously, around ethanol. We need more stations. There's only 1,400 and some today. So we need a lot more stations when it's less than 1% of all the stations out there. We also need a good, steady stream of ethanol. What we believe Cascada can bring, and what we're partnering with them for, is a fast-to-market play that will get this pretty amazing technology up and moving real quick, not just in the U.S., but around the world. Obviously, we need to start here. We need to get as much ethanol into the stream as we can, because we've got a new renewable fuel standard now based on the energy bill that calls for 36 billion gallons of ethanol a year. 21 billion of that needs to come from cellulosic and other sources than corn or grains. And these guys, Coscada's got to figure it out.
So I want to talk and have you explain a little bit about the partnership, how it's actually going to work, what you're not going to do, and what you are going to do as a partner with Coscada. Okay. And talk about that a little bit, and then we'll progress from there.
All right, well, let's talk what we won't do first. Okay. What we're not likely to do is build ethanol plants. Mm-hmm. General Motors is not in the fuel business, okay? We're in the car and truck business. Fuel is very important, and we have a long background in that area. In biofuels alone, we've got 25 years of research and development, very, very smart people and scientists who can work and are working, will work with the Coscada people in the labs to work on emissions technology, to work on the fuel itself. A lot of things that we can do and we have know-how in. So there's a lot of science sharing that can be done. Probably the biggest thing we will do together, though, is the commercialization. We have a lot of the stuff set up. And the reason that Coscada originally came to GM to talk was that we had a lot of places out there where we're doing a lot at the grassroots level, a lot of partnerships with the fuel manufacturers, really with today's ethanol producers, to get stations up and running. So they saw us as a company that was maybe doing a little more than just talking. And I think what happened at that point was we said, you know what, there's a lot of synergies here. If you really can do this, and we believe they can, if you can really do all this, then we've got ourselves something that has tremendous synergies in terms of commercialization.
In terms of the partnership, am I to understand that General Motors is actually contributing a financial commitment to Coscada to help them achieve what they've actually set out to do? Is that, in essence, what the partnership is about?
There is an equity piece there. That is not the feature of it, though. That's important, but if you see, as you did on stage at the No Cosa, these guys aren't hurting for money. They've got plenty of sources of funds. So they didn't come here looking for money. What we have that we can bring is obviously a knowledge of and access to a lot of the end product where this fuel needs to go. You need to have, obviously, an infrastructure. You need to have a lot of fuel. You need to have vehicles that run on that fuel. And so there's a lot of great matching up that can be done. So I wouldn't focus on the financial piece. I focus on the partnerships. For instance, they'll have a 40,000-gallon commercial demonstration facility this year. We'll take the fuel from there, test it, and use it in our vehicles at the Milford Proving Grounds. You say, well, so big deal. it is a big deal because once we know more about the properties of what's going on, our guys will be able to know a lot more about maybe even how we look at the order in which we'll do future products for ethanol and things like that. So there's a tremendous amount of learning there. And then when you think about promotion, I mean, the co-promotion and the co-marketing, if you will, of ethanol is something that we and Coscata can do together. They're the first to tell you, they're a startup. They're not in a position to do the kind of stuff that GM could do, and we don't have in our house that kind of technology just as well because we're not a fuel company.
Right. So talk a little bit about then the fact that your engineers, scientists, thank you, great word. Talk about what they actually put Coscata through in order for GM to say, yes, we like what we see and we think it has great promise.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, there's a number of folks who are R&D, but one principal person, Dr. Candy Wheeler, Candace Wheeler, who went out and spent about 6 months on the road and traveled around and looked at about 14 different cellulosic ethanol producers. Important here, though, to note that we talk about cellulosic ethanol. That's, of course, ethanol made from a cell-based structure. What these guys have, of course, in addition to being able to do cellulose through this gasification process and syngas, is biomass, things that have carbon in them. Anything that has carbon in it is fair game for these guys, for Coscata. So Candy Wheeler goes out, and she looks at all of the ones that are out there, comes back in, gives a report to senior leadership, and says, you know what, here's what we see out there, and here's what we recommend. And, oh, by the way, this one looks really good because it's now. You see, a lot of what you hear about enzymatic processes for ethanol making all sound very good, but they're a number of years away. Mm. This is ready to go today, and it's something where it's really a question of, well, how come it takes till 2010 or 2011? It takes time to build a plant. Mm. These aren't small matters, but even the plant, the sizing of the plant, the scalability of the plant is something that is pretty exciting. It won't take long, and I think their model, and, you know, obviously Coscata should talk more to this, but the business model is partnerships. We won't build ethanol plants very likely, but some of the other partners they're bringing on definitely will, because they have a input source or a feedstock that is ready, you know, to go or can be ready very quickly. And so it becomes sort of a technology play, a licensing play, that gets the expansion of this going very quickly.
As somebody who's been outside looking in for quite a while, you know, I've often wondered, well, why isn't General Motors getting into this type of the business? I understand that, you know, you're in the process of building and making and selling cars. You're not in the fuel business. So in a sense, it was a little bit of a surprise today to see or to hear Rick Wagner up at the show talking about this partnership, yet pleasing at the same time because it just makes perfect sense. And I think in a sense it does take a big company like General Motors to get behind a startup like this to actually ensure its success to bring this new technology to the marketplace.
Well, you know, and I think in a way, you know, it's a cliche to talk about the perfect storm, but by getting the Energy Security Act passed and signed by President Bush in December, it really cleared out one of the major hurdles really to an announcement like this. You could have done an announcement, but there would have been many more questions because no one would have known what's the renewable fuel standard going to be. You know, how big a play is ethanol going to be? Things like that. So some of the things that are known now that have really settled down, and you had a tremendous amount of fight over how much ethanol is going to be in the energy bill and things like that. And obviously there's people who are not fans of that. But the fact is that while some of those claims, you know, anti-ethanol claims hold some merit, a lot of them were exaggerated. And now, as of today, when you start hearing about some of these numbers and some of these metrics around the Coscata process, you have even less of a reason to sort of say, I'm a hater. I don't, you know, I'm hating on ethanol. There's no reason to it anymore. So I think what you had is it's just a really good opportunity for Rick to get up there and to say, you know what, we like it, we've seen it, we tested it, not just General Motors people, there's smart people here, but Argonne National Laboratory has done it, and others have done analyses of these claims. Because if one thing that GM is very careful. We try very hard to make sure we know what we're talking about when we say it. Mm. And obviously, if Rick Wagner was comfortable with it, we had met that bogey.
Wonderful. It's exciting to hear. So congratulations. Alan, a pleasure having you on the show here. We're going to turn it back over one more time here to Todd and kind of wrap up here today. I just want to talk again about the process here. When you're talking about the fact that you can do gasification of any carbon-based product, cardboard, rubber, feed grass and switchgrass being at cellulosic base and whatnot, the implications to me are astounding because you're talking about a recycling program that can recycle virtually anything for a fuel.
You could go to a landfill where you have standard waste and convert that into ethanol.
That's just incredible. I mean, the ramifications of it, to me, are global and game-changing.
Right, and this is a global solution, right? So if you think about how are we going to solve the world's dependence on oil, and it's not going to happen overnight, but you need to be able to go where the feedstock is in the region you're in, right? So everybody in the United States has, you know, a landfill or waste that they can convert. You know, people have wood chips. People have, you know, various agricultural crops. But the view that you're going to have switchgrass available, you know, in massive quantities is, you know, somewhere overblown, right? So you really have to think about, you know, what regions have what feedstock, and this is what this technology allows you to do, right? Mm-hmm. You can optimize around local resources and then sell it into the local market, and that's never been available yet.
Residual waste left over from this process?
That's the beauty of the process, right? So when you're dealing with biofermentation, and one of the advantages that Coscata has, so we have microorganisms that just produce ethanol, doesn't produce anything else. So you do need to separate the ethanol and the water out, like you would make any type of alcohol. But that water gets recycled through the process, which is why we use so little water in the actual production of ethanol. So it's a continuous process. You know, it has great energy attributes, of, you know, in how it works. But the key real issue is you have to be able to go to where the raw materials are and convert those to ethanol at the source. And if you could do that, and you could do it on a federated basis, then you could start to see economics that are very compelling, and that will translate into lower costs at the pump. And that's what this is really all about, right? It's better for the consumer, it's better for the environmentalists, it's better for, you know, countries that are dependent upon oil. I mean, that's just the end of it. Because, you know, why does GM want to do it? Because the status quo is just not okay anymore, right? Mm-hmm. The alternative, if we don't do it, is the same thing, and that just means, you know, $4 a gallon, you know, gasoline when I go to the pump, and that's just not sustainable.
When I think about this, I've got to imagine that Coscata went to other companies other than General Motors. So can you talk about that and why General Motors seemed such a more appropriate fit and why the announcement was in fact made and cemented here today?
Well, we are working with other large, you know, companies throughout the value chain, some that have you know, raw material feedstock.
Well, I mean in terms of like maybe an OEM.
OEM, another automotive company. Mm-hmm. So we did have conversations with some other automotive companies. It became very, very clear to us that, you know, General Motors had done a lot of strategic thinking about this, that they were willing to put, you know, their money where their mouth is, but more importantly, put their reputation behind a startup company that is still, you know, while the technology is now proven and at a commercial level, still has to scale, right? And so we were just very impressed. We were very impressed with the way they had thought through it. You know, they're not saying that ethanol is the only answer, right? They have a portfolio approach, five different kind of technologies they're pushing, and we think that's the right answer. You know, they're also not saying Coscata is the only solution, but they're saying it's one of the potential category winners. We like that kind of story. But at the end of the day, they just get it. They get the fact that we have a chicken and egg problem, right? You have, you know, cars that need ethanol, and you have ethanol that need to have more cars, right? And so we needed them to help solve that problem.
So in a sense, can you talk a little bit more in depth then about what General Motors actually brings to the table to take this up a notch?
Well, sure. So, you know, as Alan said, they will be testing the fuel that we're producing from our demonstration facility at their advanced in Milford. But I think it also helps just with, you know, building out the value chain, right?
5 years to 2 years,
yeah,
like you said.
And in 5 years to 2 years. I mean, that's really what it's about. Mm. It's speed to market, right?
Wow.
So this is a solution that is ready to go today that can be commercialized over the next 24 months. But if you don't have someone like this behind you, it'll just linger. It'll linger longer. And if that happens, it's a shame because it is a technology to see the light of day. Just like other emerging ethanol technology should also get their chance to stand in the spotlight. And, you know, we've always been someone that says you have to be a collaborative organization nowadays as a startup company to break into this energy space because it's just dominated by very, very large companies. Mm. And I'm not going to say you who those are, but we know who they are. you know, they're not friend or foe to ethanol. But at the same point in time, now that we get someone like a General Motors behind us, and we'll be announcing other very, very big partners as well, you start to say, well, this is, you know, it legitimizes us, which is really important. I mean, you know, the legitimacy of having their name behind us just goes beyond the actual cash you're putting in the company. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I'll say is that they've actually seen a vision. You know, they're very visionary oriented, which, you know, shocked me. I mean, really did. I mean, when you start a company like this, you have a vision statement and you want to hit it. You know, they really bought into it. So
wonderful.
We're just very happy.
It's one of the most exciting things I've heard coming out of General Motors since the Bolt in the last year, and it's just a pleasure to see. And I am certain that we are going to hear a lot from Coscada in the next 12 to 24 months, certainly. Todd Kimmel, founder and COO of Coscada, Warrenville, Illinois company. A pleasure having you on the show today, and best of luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
For the next Gear Green, I'm Matt Kelly here at the North American International Auto Show.